Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 9, 2-13, Jesus and Transfiguration Glory. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. And they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written that the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come." And they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him. Here we have a great moment of revelation of Jesus' identity. It's mysterious and powerful. It's included in all of the Gospels. It's one of the few accounts that is found in all of the Gospels. We have this inner core again, Peter, James, and John with Jesus. And Jesus is glorified with manifestation, radiant clothes, this conversation with the greatest leaders of Israel to this date, Moses and Elijah, though Jesus will say of John the Baptist, who was treated poorly, referred to as Elijah at the end, that he was the greatest of all the prophets who had come to that day, or the greatest human among the prophets. It's such a powerful moment for these three that Peter once again has to speak up. You got to love Peter. He really becomes an example for us that there's a lot of grace to experience in our interaction with Jesus. He says, "Let's put 3 tents up," kind of like 3 tabernacles, places of worship. And this is the second time that heaven is opened for a revelation from the Father. "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." It goes back to the baptismal account, which is very significant. Mark doesn't do it as much as John, but John keeps coming up with these references to Jesus connecting his unique role to the Father, being about the Father's glory. This is one of those moments about the Father affirming the Son. I think it's interesting with the timing of both. The first one happens right before Jesus is heading out into the wilderness to be tempted. And in this account, where it's listed and held by Mark through hearing Peter talk about it over and over, it's Jesus moving now towards the cross. This is the section of the gospel where the suffering servant is going to be elevated. Jesus keeps talking to them about crucifixion and resurrection. Even here, they have questions about him being rising from the dead once again. And we get to see that Jesus gives them an inner look into who his identity is. And yet they're to hold on to this knowledge, because Jesus recognizes that the glory that he's to receive is to come in an unusual way. Yes, in the end, the Father is going to lift him up in resurrection and ascension, but it's people that will lift him up on the cross to make him the intervention between humans and God. The so what of this passage is a reminder that when we face difficult challenges, if we'll keep our ears open, the Father is ready to whisper courage into us. I'm amazed how many times when I'm about to come into a new season that I feel the ground begin to move and God prepares me. He gives a word. He gives a statement. He brings me to a scripture that's an affirming scripture, sometimes repeated ones that have come in my life at different challenging times to remind me who he is. When I hear the Father say, "This is my beloved Son," it gives me courage in the battle. And when you hear, "This is my beloved Son," or "This is my beloved daughter," allow it to give you that same sense of courage in your life. The now what is, don't lose sight of the glory of Jesus. When we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and don't try to manipulate it into something that's not in God's plan, but just elevate Jesus, we can be sure that he'll bring his desired plans and glory for himself into our lives. We can get lost in the process then. Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving your disciples these glimpses that prepared them for their ministry. We thank you that you haven't changed. You give us glimpses. So today, open our eyes to your glory. Open our ears to your fresh word, so that whatever comes our way in the days ahead, we would be prepared to operate fully in the courage that you provide. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.